The coalition claims Entergy is violating an agreement that the plant would not operate without the state certificate, which expired last March. On Monday, the Vermont Department of Public Service filed its response to the coalition's complaint. Department Director for Public Advocacy, Jeff Commons, says while they are sympathetic to the coalition's goal and appreciate their advocacy, they are asking the Vermont Supreme Court to deny the petition.
In this case, we disagree with their procedural approach to it, and we are focused on the Public Service Board proceeding, where essentially the same issue is in front of the Public Service Board as to whether or not Yankee should continue operating. The federal court recognized that the Public Service Board does maintain jurisdiction over certain aspects of the plant's operation and whether the state should issue a license for continued operation. We are intent on focusing on that on non-preempted grounds and basically seeing that process through to a conclusion on grounds that are clearly appropriate for state jurisdiction. But as I say, we are very much focused on the Public Service Board litigation, and that seems to us to be the appropriate place to have these issues aired and have the question finally decided.
Entergy Vermont Yankee has also filed a request to stop the New England Coalition complaint from moving forward, according to spokesman Rob Williams.
We've filed with the federal court to seek an injunction to protect Vermont Yankee's right to continue to operate. But our focus here at the plant is on the continued safe and reliable operation of Vermont Yankee, and that's consistent with the favorable federal court decision that we received earlier this year.
The New England Coalition is surprised that the Public Service Department is asking the court to deny their petition. Coalition advisor Ray Shattis.
When we were contemplating taking this to the Vermont Supreme Court, our attorneys actually did connect with the Department of Public Service attorneys, and they thought our approach was interesting, but they really had no position one way or another. Last week, apparently the governor and the head of the Department of Public Service were asked about the New England Coalition motion before the Supreme Court, and they really took no position on it. They thought it was interesting. They were going to study it. And that's the last we heard of it. So in that sense, it came as a surprise that they had come down against it. I suspect that the Public Service Department believes that this somehow interferes with their strategy going forward before the Vermont Public Service Board. But they could have just as well left hands off if they didn't like it.
Vermont Law School professor Cheryl Hanna believes it would be difficult for the coalition to make a case for a preliminary injunction, especially since they are attempting to shut down the plant before there is a decision on the merits of the case.
I think this is very smart as a Public Service Board, and I think that Vermont is understanding that if they ultimately want to see Vermont Yankee close, they have to go through the proper process, which is have the Public Service Board create a record as to why they're denying the Certificate of Public Good so that record can withstand appeal. And so I didn't think there was any chance that the Supreme Court would grant the NEC motion anyways, but I think what this demonstrates is that the state is now taking a new approach to Vermont Yankee, which is to let the Public Service Board process run its course.
The Department of Public Service, the New England Coalition, and other parties have filed testimony with the Public Service Board opposing the nuclear power plant's request for a certificate of public good. I'm Pat Bradley, WAMC News.